This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, I want to hear from some of you here. 713-572-4610, The Drive. You're locked in on the number one sports show here in Houston. And we open up the phone lines for you. Tyler, we'll let you in because I want to hear your thoughts on this offensive line situation, which we knew coming in was the biggest issue for this team that they got to fix. They had to fix. Hell, they've been vocal about it. And they have made some movement. Right, they fired the O-line coach. They fired the coordinator. Now, they promoted the assistant O-line coach from last year, but they made some moves. They've traded Laremy Tunsil. They have traded Kenyon Green for Gardner Johnson, which should make their secondary nasty as hell. They've cut loose Shaq Mason, right? But right now, as it sits, missed you too, text line. Right now, as it sits, Titus Howard, Tomlinson, Patterson, Scruggs, and Blake Fisher. That's your offensive line. And that cannot be the answer. To me, if you're trying to get to an AFC championship game, you know the teams you have to deal with. That can't be the answer with better coaching. I'm sorry. That can't be when your quarterback is still on a rookie deal. Like that, like there that can't be. Even now going to the draft, that can't be. So I'm curious to how people are feeling about the moves. Someone texted in and said, happy with the line moves. They were trash and expensive trash at that, both playing and mindset-wise. Just need to blow it up and start over and hope the new scheme helps those that stay.
But see, that the key word there was hope, though, because what he said on the front end of that can be true, and it can also be true that the solutions that they came up with were not good enough. And that's the feeling of it right now. Now, it's not over, but based off of how it feels right now, and again, the point that you made earlier, what we've seen go off the board, it does not feel good. It does not make you feel confident. Like, honestly, Ron, this could work, but Cole Popovich would have to be the greatest offensive line coach in the world, and they would just simply have to know something that the rest of the world does not. Right? Like, just something that we do not. And that's possible, but does not feel likely, given their track record with putting together offensive lines.
Yeah, and like Cole and the new scheme can be the answer. We'll see, yeah. Right? And I do think Tomlinson is better than any of the guards they had last year.
Yes.
But I don't think it's as significant as I would have expected them to go into. Like, for me, and I want to get to Brian here in a second, and 713-572-4610, if you want to get in, you can get in on this. Your thoughts on the offensive line. It's certainly, if I'm a Texans fan, I see what the damn Bears are doing.
Yeah, man.
They went out and got the best center on the market. And listen, obviously, you can make yourself and say to yourself, Oh yeah, they won the free agency. Sure, you can say that. But I'll be damned right now if you wouldn't got the best center on the market right now, and then you traded for a four-time All-Pro who is an All-Pro the last 2 years at guard, like those positions that gave you struggle with Joe Tooney and Dahlman, and it, like, you wouldn't be just saying, oh, they won the offseason. Like,
I mean, it's literally what your season came down to. It was the difference between you being a good, slightly above average team to being a great team was that you just you had some good pieces around a really poor performing offensive line, specifically on the interior. Your guards were some of the worst in the league. How could that not be like the first thing that you do? The top priority. And maybe it is a top priority and it just hasn't materialized, but it just does not feel like it.
Brian, jump in here. What's your thoughts on the offensive line?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm from Detroit. I'm a diehard Lions. Unfortunately, I died hard last year. Going back a long ways, I watched every Barry Sanders game that he played at the Silverdome. And this is all on the general manager and the owner. If we don't go get guys that are maulers, we're not playing to the coach's style. We let Kevin Glover and Lomas Brown go in the old Detroit days and Benny Blades. And it's also a morale thing for the other guys. You're letting good guys go. We didn't go get anybody. We didn't trade up to get a Panay Sewell. We didn't do anything. So we're getting guys that are has-beens or not great, and we're going to hope we're going to make them better. The coach is only as good as what we give him to work with. So I'm down on the owner. I'm down on the general manager. He's made some good moves and some great moves, but here he's dropping the ball. I mean, we're not going to get, like you said, some of the free agents. We should have put Tunsil up on the board and seen what else we could get for him. You know, did we settle? I'm going back to my Detroit days, and until we got the coach that had that energy, and we got Sewell, and now go get a tight end that can help the line. Go get LaPorta, guy like that.
Brian, real quick, shout out to Wayne Fonts in those years that you dealt with.
Shout out to William Graham.
Yeah, there you go. The Texans and Lions?
I'm a Lions fan first, and then I bleed Detroit blue, and then I'm a Houston fan second. I've been here 20 years.
All right, so
you can't take Detroit out of me.
Okay, because I was going to say, you weed them both. And yeah. I was getting
Ron does not understand, sports fandom duality. He's like, you got one team, and that's your team. How dare you have another one? This offends your sensibilities. I've noticed this.
That's a tough one for me.
Do not allow sports fans to have more than one team.
I think you could root for not in the same sport. Like, I can't.
I've done it before.
I get for root for. Well, like I said,
especially if they don't collide much. Like, if they're in different conferences, it's easier to do. When they're in the same conference, it's much harder.
Like, you're a straight up Rockets fan.
Yeah, there's no other basketball
team. You can't the Raptors. Like, you could, there's not another team you can wee, right? You can root for them. You can pull for them. You ain't weeing them.
Yeah, I don't think I can wee another team.
Can you do that, Tyler? No. I can't wee. Tyler can't. You can't wee.
No, like in my own personal case, before the Texans existed, I was a Packers fan. But since 2002 and the Texans' existence in the NFL, like that. I might pull for the Packers here and there, but they are a far cry of my fandom with the Houston Texans.
They stopped
Texas.
Being weed for you. I could even accept that one. Were you born in, like, you growing up, did you have a football team? Were the Texans here?
No, it was the Packers. The Oilers were before I was really old enough to care.
Yeah.
And then my dad's side, the family's all from Suamico, which is just outside of Green Bay, all huge Packers fans. So it was a natural fandom for me to be Packers fan whenever I reached that age. But as soon as the Texans came to town, it was... Like, I'll hope all the best for the Packers, you know, doing what they do, but it ain't going to do anything to supersede my fandom of the Texans.
I want to say I liked a lot of what Brian had to say.
He's on point.
Yeah. But as he said, you're seeing there were the top two teams. Like, it's interesting to look at the top two teams in the league that led the league in quarterback sacks. And then if you add what happened to C.J. Stroud in the playoffs, he really closes the gap on Caleb Williams. Oddly enough, God, after he told Caleb Williams stop taking all them hits, he immediately started taking all those hits.
Yeah, some irony there.
But when you start to look at that, one team, both of them have young quarterbacks Hell, the Texans have a proven one, and the clock is ticking on the, you know, early years where you're not paying him huge money. They have at this point gone about handling their offensive line protection issues completely different ways.
And let me ask, you trust him to draft a stud offensive lineman after the Kenyon Green pick, after the Juice Scruggs pick? You trust him to do that? Just saying. I'm not saying they can't.
Like my Disney trip. Third time's a charm.
Just saying.
Maybe.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you why I think Tyler's maybe the biggest idiot. This is the biggest time I've ever thought Tyler was an idiot
in
my life.
It's really aggressive, bro.
It is. And I don't even think Tyler disagrees.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.